Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for your enlightenment, your motivation this morning with Paul's wonderful letters, Father God, to wake us up to this gospel and what the gospel entails. Like no other, Lord, think of a lot of the New Testament has been written by him. So we need to appreciate this apostle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Paul's life. Bless his letter to us and bless his revelation to us. I thank you for his own words where he speaks in Ephesians chapter 3, where he says, when we read this, we will perceive his understanding. So thank you for this amazing revelation that you gave him that brought about an amazing man. And so, and we draw close, Lord, you can bring about your amazing, unique love for each and every one to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 9, verse 8 to 12. Do I say these things as a mere man? Or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen God is concerned about, or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who ploughs should plough in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we've not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ.
Hallelujah. You know, here we can just see at the end, he endures the shunning. He endures that many are not accepting him and taking hold of who he is and what he stands for. And then he says, why? For the gospel's sake. So what we can perceive here, Paul has learned to be content. He doesn't worry when he's got much or little because he finds his contentment in the Lord. And that is a big power of the gospel that Paul is pointing out. Yeah, I mean, I think of Hebrews 13, where it says, I will be content and the Lord will never leave and forsake us. So we can confidently say God is our helper. So it's not for the natural provision that Paul is so concerned of. Paul is concerned is that people are not taking hold of the beautiful apostleship he's got, this beautiful message that he's got. And that's what this gospel, it says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And Paul has got a grasp of this gospel like little others. He was not with Jesus in the flesh, but Jesus met him and then revealed to him. And it's powerful when you realize that he was called to open the eyes of the world to the goodness of God, to turn them from the power of Satan to God so that they could get forgiveness of sins and they could wake up to the inheritance, wake up to living by faith, wake up to living in the goodness that God has got in store for each and every one. So that was his big thing. That was the powerful revelation God gave him. And I love the idea because he never knew Jesus in the flesh, but now he knew him in the spirit. So it's encouragement for each and every one of us that never knew Jesus in the flesh, but now we're able to know him in the spirit. So just be reminded again, you know, and I like what he was saying there. He said it would be like shooting yourself in the foot if he would just be about the food and the hand clap. It's the gospel is there to bring us out of the deception of Satan into a beautiful relationship and a dedication to a God that starts a work and will fulfill it, that will never leave us or forsake us, so that we can all say confidently, praise God, God looks after me, God provides for me. Yes, the brothers and sisters play a part, the family of God play a part, if they be dedicated like Paul, following Jesus, they fulfill their purpose, and they play a part. But the main thing about this gospel is the bigness of the salvation to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And that's what we got to wake up to, a unique relationship, a unique path, and therefore fulfilling a unique destiny. That's what we called for, called out of darkness to know our Lord and to walk with him and to bring about his fragrance and his goodness on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.